7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
It is not 8:20 p.m. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. It is that magical time of day once again. And so it's time to get dubious. Hello. My name is Tobe. I am not Hello Kitty. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. If this is your first time listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, let me say welcome. And let me pour you some tea. Oh, look at that yummy tea we got. What are we drinking today? Well, I'll give you a hint. It's the same thing we were drinking yesterday. Oh, it's good. I need that. Oh, yeah. Back on the long jing again today, but this leaf is starting to fade. This leaf is waning. Waning leaves. We got waning leaves happening today. So that's good. Oh, no, wait. No, it's not. Oh, yummy. Yeah, yummy tea. And now that we have drank the tea, let's get out of the car. Boy, because the sun just decided to come out, I don't want to be trapped in my car. It's partly cloudy. It's a really nice day, which is why we had to come out. I slept kind of decent. I went to bed at about 3:15, and I was asleep by 3:30, and the cat woke me up a couple times, my leg woke me up, the cat was walking on me, and then I got up at 9:30, and so that was fun. So I got about 6 hours worth of sleep. My leg is kind of okay. It was weird when I first got up, it made my knee hurt, but now the knee thing is going away. I'm very happy about it. I'm feeling comfortable. I want to come out here and get some exercise. Oh, here's a little dragonfly. Hello. Oh, he's right in front of me. Hi. This is a different kind of dude than the dudes at Harrenhaven. He's just sitting here on this blade of grass. Not even a meter in front of me. So I'm going to take a step to the side and walk around him so I don't hassle my buddy. It was overcast when I first woke up. But now it's sort of partly cloudy, and it was cloudy until just minutes ago, or even seconds ago. And then the sun poked its head out from around the side of a cloud. Now it's a little bit sunny, but it's nice. It's nice out here. It's like 16, 17 degrees. That would be about 64 for all my American friends. I'm looking up into trees right now. What am I looking for? If you guessed owls and or marmots, you are correct. Today I have come down to the creek. And so now I'm making my way under the canopy. And I thought this would be a good day to go to the creek because it's Monday and there was probably people golfing over the weekend. So maybe we can find some lost golf balls. And maybe we can find some dudes. So I'm under the canopy here. I see an interesting bird in this tree right above me. It's a hickory tree, and it's a flicker. It's a male flicker, woodpecker. He's looking for yummy lunch bugs. What are lunch bugs, you might be asking? Lunch bugs are the bugs you eat for lunch. I thought that would be pretty obvious, but perhaps it isn't. All right. He's still there. He went up the tree a little bit higher as I started walking underneath him. All right. Oh, just looking down into the creek, I can see into the ravine. There's a white golf ball in the ravine. Maybe another one. That pink one might still be in there. Is there a green down there, or is that just a leaf? Nobody knows. So let's head down there. Let's head down there and see what we can find. See if we can find some owls or some marmots or something. You might be able to hear all the dead leaves that I'm walking through. We are losing more leaves. It's still really super green down here, though. It's very, very green. I like the greenness. I like the Viridian canopy under which I venture. And here we are, down on the valley floor. I'm looking up into the trees, looking for owls. I don't immediately see any, but you never know. Maybe they'll show up. Maybe we'll see one. All right, let's check the golf balls. Let's check the golf ball area. All right, well, across the water there, we still have the 7 golf balls, one of which is a red-spotted Telstar Callaway, one of the soccer ball golf balls. There's one or two more white ones in the water that I can see. And up in the ravine, that pink one is still there, and it's kind of buried by leaves and stuff. There's a white one up in there. I see another white one. What is that? What am I looking at? I don't know what I'm looking at, but I have an idea. Let's stay up here on the bank for right now. We're going to head upstream a little bit, and I'm going to look on the far bank, and I'm going to look around. I'd like to find one more very exotic ball for this season. And when I say very exotic, I mean like a blue or a purple. You know, we've actually have, what, 3 blue golf balls now? We got the 2 regular blues, and we've got the daiquiri ice ball. We only have 1 purple. That's mighty rare. Oh, I heard some birds freaking out. Okay, what's down here in the water? Oh, this is just a red leaf that's round. There's kind of a red leaf that's sort of reddish and very golf ball looking from a distance. I'm walking upstream in the creek bed. There is a yellow golf ball up here. Where I can reach it. Well, and as I look upstream, there's all kinds of bird action going on. All the little birdies are bathing in the water, chasing each other around, having some bird fun. So I'm going to grab this yellow just to see what it is. That's a Bridgestone. And it doesn't have the B logo. If it had the B logo, I would take it and add it to my Bridgestone B logo balls that I will sell. What is that? Oh, the sound of robins bathing. Yeah, there's 4 birds now in the water. Oh, now they got mad at each other and they flew off. They're flopping and flapping in the water. There's a white ball up there. So now I'm going to turn around. And we're going to walk down the middle of the creek to make sure that we're not missing any exotic golf balls. Stepping over the water. Well, there's a white ball up there. Where's all the golf balls? Where are all the golf balls? I probably found them all already. Do. I don't think there's anybody golfing today. I don't hear anybody on the golf course. So I'm going to take this yellow ball and throw it back up there. Perfect. That's the first time I did that, I think. Oh, I see some red in these leaves down here. Nope, just a candy wrapper or something. Hey, is that the same candy wrapper that fooled me last time? Have I been tricked by the same candy wrapper two times in a row? I'm standing on the picnic table, Dan, which is a picnic table that is halfway buried. Yeah. And here's some more golf bars. Yeah, white golf balls. I don't want them. I only want the fancy golf balls. The beautiful, pretty golf balls. There's a pink one up there. Yeah, don't want it. Got plenty of pinks. Got plenty of pinks. Oh, there's a white golf ball hiding under the new log. You know, there's this chunk of log here. This 1 meter piece of 30 diameter log. It's a Titleist number 6 with the logo worn off. Yeah, no thanks. Throw that one back up onto the golf course. What do I hear? Oh, I hear geese. There's geese flying nearby. There's a flock of them. All right. What else we got in the way of golf balls? Now I'm in the main area. Here's two in the water. Here's the 6 across the water, one of which is that red spotted soccer golf ball. Keep walking, Tobe. You don't need it. You got 3 of those, Tobe. You don't need to stand here and start looking for sticks. You're right, Tobe. I'm just going to keep moving. I'm not going to let that golf ball tempt me. All right, I'm back up on the bank. Because that's the part where we can't walk through the creek anymore. It widens completely. So we have to get back up on the bank and we have to walk down here. Oh, damn. I saw more bright red in the water and I thought, oh, golf ball, golf ball. No, not a golf ball, not a golf ball, just a leaf. But I'm gonna... Ugh. Yeah, that was a tricky maneuver. All right, I am now on a rock in the water, stepping onto another rock, and then on another rock, another rock, another rock. I'm going to stop right here on a rock, look around for golf balls. I'm being fooled by red leaves. I can see red leaves everywhere. And then I notice there's something weird over here. Can I? Oh, no, I thought it was something interesting. It is not. It is just some pieces of candy. All right, so back onto the rocks. We got to go. How am I going to do this? I guess we're going to do it like this. 1, 2, and jump. That'll work. All right, walking on the sandbar that's in the middle of the creek. Working my way downstream a little bit. Checking this marmot hole. Somebody's been digging around here. There's loose dirt. Loose dirt pushed out of the hole. That's a sign of mutties. All right, let's find us some more garfer burrs. Where's my garfer burrs? I want to find an exotic golf ball today. Looking around. Can't go any further. Oh, this is going to be tricky, so we need to get up on the bank here. Unk. And we need to dip, dodge, duck, and dive. And now we're good. Yeah, what is that stinky smell? That's the smell of a dead animal rotting somewhere. Somewhere nearby. Or is it just the rotting leaves and stuff? No. Ugh. Anyway, I don't see anything. I am walking along the bank, heading downstream. Just walked past the second picnic table dam. And I'm looking for golf balls. Should I be doing this? Why am I walking this far? Shouldn't I be taking it easy, making sure I don't mess myself up, because I think I might have just did that? What is up with my back now? I think we're good. Let's keep moving. Find some golf balls. We've got to find that exotic golf ball. That one golf ball that we don't own yet. Oh, I need a golf ball. Actually, I should turn around and walk out of here. Here's a nice yellow. Oh, it's not a yellow. We're picking this one up. Nice! Even though I already have three of these as well. It's a Srixon. It's a Srixon, yellow and red. Half of it is yellow, half of it is red. It looks like a fishing bobber. Made by Srixon, it is matte finish. And this is a number three. And whereas it's true that I do have three of these already, I'm going to pick this one up and put it in my pocket. Because they're cool. And maybe I'll give this one to somebody, or I don't know. Maybe I keep thinking that I'm going to run into somebody who also collects golf balls. And they're going to say, gee, I wish I had a blank ball. And I'll say, well, it just so happens that I have one. Here you go. Oh. And here's a ball right here. It is a red ball. That's kind of... Oops, oh, I dropped it. Now it's rolling down towards the creek. Get it. The funny thing is I stepped towards the creek because I thought I saw something red in the water. It's just a cigar wrapper or something. And when I looked down at my foot, here is another red golf ball. And it is fully red. It's a Callaway number 2 matte finish. Gonna rinse it off in the creek here, and right here where I'm rinsing off the ball, there's a white golf ball in the water. Yeah, this is gonna take a while to get all this dirt off. This ball has been sitting here for a while. Scrubby. Hey, Tobes, this is when you need to own a grand ball washer. Yeah, it really is, because I really feel like a internal spiral brush would clean this off really fast. Yeah, I'm managing to get most of the dirt off with my thumb. One final rinse. Pa-coo, pa-coo. And we're good. We got a very nice, very clean, brand new, red matte finish Callaway number 2. All right. So we're doing pretty good today. We got two good golf balls. And I know what you're thinking. Tobe, a red Callaway number 2? It's a red. You almost have more reds than anything else, especially red Callaways. Yeah, I know, but I like the red ones. To me, the red ones are the most unusually colored, but I guess everybody else likes them because, well, that's what makes them so popular. Everybody's playing with red Callaways. Everybody's losing them. And our little Tobster finds them. Yay! So should I head back? I don't know. We can't really go much further without going through a lot of effort. We gotta climb over stuff and we gotta... I don't want to spook my back. My back is thinking that it's messed up, but it's not. Here's a ball. A lovely white Top Flight number 2. I picked it up. Now see, we could go on. I'm going to look down there for golf balls. This is kind of a tricky place to get through. I don't see any golf balls down there. Although that is where we have found some of our most exotic. We did find a red down there, the dark red golf ball. The first dark red golf ball was found down there. Hey, what's that? Is that a red leaf or is there another golf ball under the red golf? I can't get to it anyway. Doesn't matter. Ignore it, Tobe. All right, so the first thing we're going to do is throw this white golf ball back up onto the golf course. I had to throw it underhanded. Close enough. Somebody will find it. Oh. And I think you're probably wondering, Tobe, are you counting this as a successful golf ball day? Well, yeah. We did find an exotic ball. We found the two-tone ball. The yellow and red Srixon. That is pretty exotic. We only have three others. So, you know, out of how many golf balls? Well, out of about 85 or 90, no, I take that back. I haven't counted in a while. Last time I counted, I was at about 83 or 84, 85, somewhere around there. And in the meantime, I have found about another 10 or a dozen. We could be at 100 colored golf balls. So if I have four of these, we're looking at only 4% of my collection. However, I do have some white golf balls at my house. I easily have... Oh, what's that? Is that another red golf ball down there on the picnic table? I don't think so. Maybe. If you count all my white golf balls, conservatively speaking, I have about 300. 300 white golf balls. If we add that to the colored golf balls, that's a total of 400 golf balls. And that, like I said, that's a conservative estimate. I would honestly think we're closer to 450. And so what? Four golf balls out of 400? That's only 1%. So that counts as exotic golf balls. Oy, oy. Okay, back down into the creek. Tromp, tromp, tromp. Whew. Well, I'm having fun. It's a lovely day down in the creek. It's kind of quiet. There's nobody golfing. I'm finding some golf balls. I'm having fun. Okay, now I'm having doubts in my mind because we're back at the part where I need to rock hop. And I can't remember... Wait. I can't remember the how we got in here. So it's like, what? Lead with my left, left, right. Yeah, that kind of makes some sense. And then, how did I do this part? Oh yeah, rock, 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 and I gotta get to that rock, put my foot on that side of the little ravine, then I need to do a weird twist and hop, which is not gonna be pretty. Oh wait, no, I don't have to twist and hop if I do it like this. Beautiful. Okay. We are back up on the bank. And here's another little dragonfly. And this is where we go up, so... Let's start heading up out of here. Oh, Kinkroso. Climbing up the cliff here. Let me grab my MP3 player out of my pocket. Oi. And we'll just plug it in here. And now we can listen to some music as I drive home. Rock, rock, rock and roll. Boom! They accidentally blew up the Rock and Roll High School. Who are they? Well, the incomparable Ramones, of course. Jeez, I wish I could have gone to Rock and Roll High School. I had to go to Dumbass High School. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking that's because you're a dumbass, Tobe. Well, maybe. I really can't deny it. But, you know, I don't think that matters much because I'm awesome. And I found some golf balls today. Yeah, and again, I know what you're thinking. Tobe, you find golf balls every day. You can't go anywhere without finding a golf ball. Yeah, well, you can't blame me for that. That's not a Tobe thing. That's a golf ball thing. I think. I'm trying to work this out. Logically, in my head, nothing is really coming to me, but that's okay. I'm just happy. Happy about two things. The fact that I found those golf balls and the fact that this show is almost over. We could have an entire show without an appearance from Kirk.
Boy, are you going to get it now?
Damn it.
Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before
I shouldn't have said anything. We almost made it through an entire episode of the Dubious Goals Committee without an appearance by greasy Kirk Cameron and 1981
Mom. Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, we're just hassling Tobe and ruining his brilliant and award-winning radio show with our greasy little fingers. So greasy. So ultimately greasy. Anyway, what was I thinking about last night? Guess what was on TV last night? The movie Black Moon was on TCM. Why is that significant? Oh, it's not. Other than it stars none other than Joe D'Alessandro. And I know what you're thinking. Who the hell's Joe D'Alessandro? Right. Nobody knows. Except you do know. Joe D'Alessandro has been immortalized in the song Walk on the Wild Side by Lou Reed. You know that verse, Little Joe never once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay, a hustle here, a hustle there, etc., etc., etc. Yeah, that's about Joe D'Alessandro. He's a man whore. And he's also a terrible actor. And his movie was on TV last night. I watched it. And maybe we can discuss this further at another time because we're done. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. And I'm gone.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.